As a rule, we would speak to you about the end of the cycle that the year has presented to you, except the cycles now are one atop another and are almost difficult to discern. So we will talk to you instead about the nature of the year in its upheavals. And not all of them bad, we are not saying that, but there has been such diversity and change, such war. It is a year of war and peace, and you are seeing it all and feeling it all. And because of that, this year, of course, has taken a toll, which probably makes you feel that a good use of a celebration of the end of the year would be a truly elegant nap. And we understand that perfectly because we can see how much has gone on in your world. And that world, of course, is what is going up and down, and that is what you are experiencing. We want to commend you for moving into yourself and to looking for peace inside instead of outside, because outside peace in terms of attaching to it is a dangerous thing right now. What appears to be one thing turns and is quickly another. So the inside work that you are doing is something that we truly appreciate. We know how difficult that can be. And we want to take a moment, and of course we always encourage you to stay in the present, but we would like to tell you that there is indeed light at the end of the tunnel, and that that is going to touch many parts of your life in a good way. So when you have been on what you call the roller coaster for so long, there is a sense in the coming year, while there is still going to be upheaval, that the train you are riding is coming into the station for a gentler landing than it has had in the year before. Now, beside learning to focus on internal peace in a time like this, we are also having to look at the fact that we cannot rely on externals to create internal peace. This sounds like a very obvious thing to say, and yet very often you relax into the externals of your world. You know where they are, you can count on them. And this is not that kind of time, even in coming into the new year. But we want you to be aware of new forms. Things are going to come together energetically in ways that they have not before. So do not worry about it. There is nothing for you to do, but do be aware that your entire world has turned itself over several times. And so what is shaking out, we do not know yet. We do not know how you are going to manage what is new here. But we do want to remind you that light seeds were planted, and many of them are coming up now. And to keep your focus on that, here are things that are coming up that are good. To be sure that you give attention to that and give less attention to things that are still turning themselves inside out. That is the best way to navigate these times. There are several points of light in the coming year, which we believe you will find to be encouraging and will help you to find some of the things in your own lives where you want to change the energy, where you want to lighten the way that you move. Certainly, we will be with you, but a great power here is deciding where to put your attention, where to be aware, and where to say, I do not need to be aware there. I need to let go of that. And my focus needs to be on the thing that is actually going to produce the light that I want in my life. So, there it is. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. And know that you have every right to that peace. So as you breathe in and exhale fear, feel the atmosphere that you are creating inside your own body, inside your own energy. Feel the golden light fill your body, opening your crown, cleansing your third eye, clearing your communication center. Feel that golden light nurturing the garden in your heart, releasing the solar plexus, clearing the shame and judgment in the second center, removing limitation from your root so that the power of the root to create becomes stronger and is alive in your own body, your own field. Now feel your energy begin to rise. Let it rise upward. Feel how light you have become and how the sky calls you in its vastness and its balance. See a path that opens. And step onto that path. Breathe in the air that holds all blessings. Fill with it. And feel yourself drawn forward to the place where your teacher waits. Take this time with your teacher. Thank you. when you've spoken with your teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be here with you. And begin to come down the path. Know that the air is awash with all that you need, all that allows you to be who you truly are. Come into the night sky and allow yourself to move freely, a light among the many lights, loved and balanced and cared for, as are all the lights. Again to the room, and as a service, find for those who sit with you a message, a symbol that which enlightens. Thank you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.